WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. President Trump continues to call the author of the critical New York Times opinion piece on him gutless and a coward. Presidential advisor Kellyanne Conway says they'll eventually find out who wrote it.
People brag to the wrong person. They brag that they did this or they did that because I assume part of this. Isn't the goal here not what the op-ed pretends the goal is? Isn't the goal here really to try to sow chaos and get us all suspicious of each other?
The president suggested the op-ed is treason. A gas leak may be the cause of an explosion last night at a house in Woodbine. It happened shortly after Howard County firefighters arrived at the Bushy Park Road residence around 11. Two adults, three children, and the family dog made it out safely before the explosion. Nobody was injured. The county's fire marshal's investigating. Amtrak will be recreating a piece of history today if you take the Northeast Regional from Union Station heading north.
It's a reenactment of the escape of Frederick Douglass from slavery to freedom.
It's going to be the same exact route that Frederick Douglass traveled on over 100 years ago when he escaped slavery.
Frederick Douglass boarded the train from East Baltimore to New York City. Pia Langley says a young actor will portray young Douglass. Then
we're going to have an older actor who was the iconic Frederick Douglass with the gray hair that we all know and love.
Langley says if you're on board, you can take part too. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Tomorrow marks the 70th anniversary of the North Korea's Democratic People's Republic. And correspondent Will Ripley reports from Pyongyang, a military parade's expected, as well as what is known as a mask game.
It is absolutely extraordinary to see tens of thousands of North Koreans in a stadium holding up cards and flipping the cards to create these different images. In past years, the images were a mushroom cloud, a missile rising up. This year, the messages are going to tell us a lot about North Korea's focus. They have said repeatedly they're now trying to focus more on their economy. As they say, they've finished their nuclear program.
But President Donald Trump's skeptical. He canceled Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's planned trip to the North Korean capital last month, saying there's little evidence that Pyongyang's made good on its promise to denuclearize. Chess champions and enthusiasts are gathering in Silver Spring today to celebrate the reopening of the U.S. Chess Center. Grandmaster Jennifer Yu, the 2014 World Girls Under 12 Chess Champion, will be there.
She will play 8 games at a time for about 2 hours, just taking on people who come by who want to play against her.
The center's president, David Mailer, says those games start at 10 a.m. The reopening ceremony runs until 5. In sports, the Seattle Storm beats the Washington Mystics 89-76 in Game 1 of the finals. Game 2's tomorrow. The Nats-Cubs game was rained out. The teams play a doubleheader today starting at 3:05, and the Rays beat the O's 14-2. That's the O's 100th loss of the season. Game 2 in that series is tonight at 6:10. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
WMAL's Free Speech Forum is Saturday, September 22nd at the Birchmere.
And it's about to sell out.
Get your tickets now to see Mark Levin, Chris Plant, Larry O'Connor, and Mary Walter and Vince Colonnais live on stage. Don't miss your chance to get one of the few remaining seats for WMAL's Free Speech Forum, Saturday, September 22nd at the Birchmere. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. That's 800-745-3000.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. We make the softest, most comfortable organic cotton sheets you'll ever sleep on. Because we only sell them online at bullandbranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Bull & Branch sheets, including 3 U.S. presidents. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping at bullandbranch.com. Promo code DOZE. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code DOZE.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com.
It's 705 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Tony Rodriguez in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still a fairly quiet drive around the D.C. region. No issues to report on I-95 in Virginia between the Springfield Interchange all the way down towards 123. 395 quiet as well, with the exception of the HOV lanes, which are shut down this morning for a construction zone. That's quite all right. Your through lanes on 395 look just fine. Northbound side of New Hampshire Avenue got reports of some debris in the roadway, currently blocking two far left lanes before you get up towards University Boulevard, so definitely proceed with caution there. I'm Tony Rodriguez from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Today, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a high near 74. Tonight, more showers likely, a low around 62. Tomorrow, rain, a high near 70. Tomorrow night, showers likely and low around 65. And Monday, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a high near 83. A nighttime low around 71. Right now, 66 in Leesburg, 74 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis, 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
It is great to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update. It's hour two, and we are joined each week by John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. After summer vacation and Labor Day weekend, it's back to school for the kids and back to the circus in politics. John?
There is no rest for the weary, Rick.
The op. Ed, at week's end, everybody's trying to figure out who wrote the op-ed in the New York Times, supposedly a senior administration official, highly critical of the president. And where is the speculation headed, John?
Oh, I think we're going to play this game, and it's going to make for some interesting dinner party conversation over the weekend. That said, let's look at some facts. Unlike Woodward and Bernstein, the New York Times cannot keep the identity of the author anonymous, a secret, for the next 20 years. It's just impossible in the era of the Internet, in the era of Twitter, in the era of Facebook, and the fact that people do talk and then other people tweet. We'll find out very soon who this is. Do I believe it's a real person? Absolutely. Do I believe it's more than one? Hardly, because once again, with more than one individual, it means the odds rise on people blabbing and the unmasking soon to follow. Talking about this with a veteran political operative, Ed Rollins, earlier in the week, he advances a theory that has considerable merit. He believes that this is someone who works for Vice President Mike Pence and is in the meetings at the White House with the Vice President or representing him. Now, I'm going to leave it at that because I don't believe in naming names when I don't have hard facts. But one thing that should be noted, and here's where Rollins' theory bears some scrutiny. Historically, the staffs of the vice president always look contemptuously on their counterparts, thought their man and their staff was a lot smarter than those around President Ronald Reagan. Ditto for Team Gore when Al Gore was the vice president and Bill Clinton was president. And we've even seen it certainly in the case of Vice President Dick Cheney and President George W. Bush. There's a rivalry there, and with it comes a sense of superiority. This would just be the natural next step, writing an anonymous editorial. But you heard it here first, dear hearts and gentle people. It won't be anonymous for long.
Quoting the op-ed, that is why many Trump appointees have vowed to do what we can to preserve our democratic institutions while thwarting Mr. Trump's more misguided impulses until he is out of office. So this implies that there are multiple people who are coordinating efforts against the president. How could that happen? As you point out with Twitter and with all of the different electronic sources and the way people talk and gossip these days, how could there be this collaboration going on with this intensity in the White House?
Exactly. I think you answered the question quite well, Rick. How could it happen? Well, the reason is, how can it happen? It can't happen. It is just impossible that two or three people could keep a secret with all the temptations they have to titillate others. I suspect that the use of the pronoun we is a tactic designed to throw a monkey wrench into the search. It follows what I used to call the blowing of smoke that we saw in the case of Deep Throat. For years, Woodward and Bernstein, when asked about Deep Throat, offered only one clue regarding a trait for their super secret source, that he was a heavy smoker. And of course, this led to the speculation that the late General Alexander Haig, White House Chief of Staff, was Deep Throat, Haig being a chain smoker. In the end, it turned out that when we finally learned after all those years that W. Mark Felt, former number three official in the FBI, was indeed Deep Throat, we also found out that the smoking defense had nothing to it. Mark Felt never smoked in his life. Likewise, I don't believe in we, and I see that just simply as a tactic for obfuscation, period.
Donald Trump versus Barack Obama, as the two presidents were out campaigning on Friday afternoon, and Trump was basically responding to Obama, and it was a very interesting afternoon of criticism thrown by both presidents at each other.
Yes, and if I may say so, get used to it, because we're going to see a lot of it in the remaining 60 or so days of the midterm election season. Barack Obama spoke about strange goings-on in the White House, about things that were offensive, such as the refusal to even condemn Nazi sympathizers, a reference, of course, to the sad events at Charlottesville in 2017. And President Trump came back, hit his predecessor without mentioning him by name, and contrasted his own record on the economy with the previous administration's. Look, this is going to go on, and it's going to be great sport to have one president who follows another and takes a shot back at him. It also demonstrates that Barack Obama is not a Herbert Hoover, Harry Truman, a Jimmy Carter, even George W. Bush in his early years as a post-White House private citizen. He is not a pariah, but rather a former president, a statesman, if you will, who is wanted and needed on the campaign trail. Let's put it another way. Bill Clinton, since the Me Too movement is there, brings too much baggage when he stumps for candidates. Hillary Clinton, by virtue of the fact she lost to Donald Trump, brings her own set of baggage. Who do Democrats really have but Barack Obama? And I might add, having listened carefully to his speech in South Africa memorializing Nelson Mandela on the 100th occasion of his birth, having heard him in person speak of the virtues of John McCain, there's always a contrast with darker, smaller souls who don't share those virtues. That's going to be his stock line on the rest of the campaign trail this year. Watch.
Coming up next, we'll talk winners and losers in the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. That's next. First off, though, a check of the traffic and weather. Tony Rodriguez is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
No issues to report on 66 this morning from Manassas to the Beltway. And inside the Beltway, you're quiet as well, headed through Falls Church and Arlington. In Maryland, 270 southbound, quiet from the Frederick area all the way down towards the Capitol Beltway. Between the Beltways, I-95 and the BW Parkway looking good. And if you're headed on the northbound side of New Hampshire Avenue, reports of some debris in the roadway still blocking two left lanes before you head up towards the University Boulevard intersection. I'm Tony Rodriguez now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy and a bit cooler today, high only up to 72. Rain overnight and rain tomorrow with a high of 66. Scattered thunderstorms Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Highs around 85 straight through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Right now in Washington, 72, and that's about as high as it's going to get today. 7:15, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday morning update continues. We are talking with John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Turning to the Senate hearings on Brett Kavanaugh's nomination for the Supreme Court. Did the Democrats succeed at any knockout punches that could possibly in any way affect two Republican votes?
They didn't lay a glove on him, right? Look, let's put it on the table. Like all of the successful Supreme Court nominees before him, Judge Kavanaugh pointedly refused to expatiate on how he would vote if a particular case came before the Supreme Court and he was Justice Kavanaugh. He said simply he would interpret the law and not make it. And he refused all kinds of overtures to specify what he meant. We know what he meant, and as Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State, said when she introduced him, he has all the makings of a great jurist. This is the kind of thing people saw, and in many ways he seemed to stand above those who are trying to elicit the comment, the slip, the accidental statement that would be used to win over two Republican votes. Right now, he's headed, albeit on a party line vote, to having his nomination reported out of the Judiciary Committee next week, and there will soon be an up or down vote in the Senate. This reporter predicts that Kavanaugh is Gorsuch too. He will get every Republican vote there. That number is 51 in the Senate. And then two and possibly three Democratic votes, all from Democratic lawmakers who face difficult re-elections this year. I think it looks like a slam dunk for him, and hopefully I'll be covering another swearing-in in the Rose Garden of the White House, as I did with Justice Gorsuch. Only this time, I hope the weather cools down.
So the goal of the resistance was to make Brett Kavanaugh the loser. But did Cory Booker come out the loser for the week?
In a very big way, he did. Cory Booker, in contrast to Judge Kavanaugh, was anything but calm, anything but reserved, and anything but scholarly. It was sheer demagoguery and designed to pander to those demonstrators the police had to show out of the room. It did not pander to the American public or play with the public.
He saw himself as Spartacus. I saw him as Howard Dean. I just thought that was a Howard Dean moment.
Well, don't get me started or I'm going to imitate the famous yell at this point. I don't think our friends in Radio Land would like it. Let's just leave it at that.
John, a troubling attack in Brazil on a presidential candidate. And the reason I bring it up is Brazil is an ally of the United States, and that election will have an impact on our position in South America.
It certainly will, and that election is October 7th. If no candidate wins a majority, there'll be a runoff on October 28th in the largest country and largest economic power in all of Latin America. While this still may seem isolated and distant for most Americans, it sprung to life on TV screens across the world Thursday night. That's when the front-running candidate, a congressman and retired Army captain, Jair Bolsonaro, was suddenly stabbed as a crowd carried him on their shoulders after a campaign speech. The crowd then descended on his assailant, and the candidate was rushed to a hospital, in critical condition, of course. Hours later, we learned he lost nearly 40% of his blood. But at the same time, he was no longer in critical, but just serious condition. He was not only stable, he was talking to reporters from his hospital bed and filmed giving the thumbs up sign. All that is well and good. we can be thankful that no worse was done to this candidate. But it also illustrates what terror is doing in Latin America and how more and more elections are being run based on emotion rather than reason. Now, it should be pointed out that Mr. Bolsonaro is someone who is a controversial figure, to say the least. He wants to see the arming of private homes, a critical issue in a country in which 60,000 people were murdered last year alone. He's a strong supporter of the excesses of military dictatorships who ruled his country in the past, and he's praised the dictators who ruled from 1964 to 85. And there's other things about him, including his support of the death penalty and his refusal to apologize for insults to political opponents that have led him to be dubbed the Tropical Trump. Most polls show that he will lead in the initial race, but in a runoff with more traditional politicians, he'd probably lose. Now he's someone who illustrated the cause that he campaigned on, law and order, in a way that bordered on tragedy, and he came out smiling, or so it seems right now. We'll see if he goes any further with this.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And if you want to get the latest from John when he's in the White House briefing room, just follow him on Twitter. John, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. Stay cool.
We will. It is 7:21. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Impromptu concert at Grand Central Station. You'll never guess who it was. That's next.
Ready to trade sitting in traffic for sitting on the beach? Don't miss The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Saturdays at 2 here on WMAL.
Shingles, why is fall the best season of all?
Beats the shingles out of me.
Come on, get your heads out of your asphalt.
I know, it's not hot and wet like summer or cold and wet like winter.
Now you're getting your shingles together. Fall is the best time to get a new roof, and you know what that means.
We make like a tree and leave.
Did she say leave?
Better call Long Roofing now and get a new roof from $99 a month.
We build trust and peace of mind into every Long Roofing roof.
Go to longroofing.com.
There's a lot to do this fall in D.C., but you know what there's not a lot of? Convenient parking. Fortunately, you can reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance with Spot Hero. Whether you're catching a game, exploring the district, shopping in Georgetown, or just heading out for some fun, Spot Hero is there for you. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. You can even get $10 off your first park by using promo code FAST on the app. That's $10 off with promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way you can take your business beyond. Get started with 150 megabit internet for just $89.95 per month when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. That's a $600 savings per year. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 10-12-18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-573-9552. That's 800-573-9552. 800-573-9552. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Saturday morning update. We're at 7:25. I'm Rick Fowler. Nice to have you along with us this morning. Now, when you come up out of the subway sometimes, you come up the escalator out of Metro, and there's somebody performing. Most of the time it's a soloist, but sometimes maybe a couple of people, a little trio or ensemble performing at Metro. Suppose you're in Grand Central Station on a Friday afternoon, like Friday afternoon yesterday, and you're on your commute, and you hear coming out of a corner of the station this music that sounds like the Beatles music. And you're going, hey, dude sounds pretty good. Well, it was Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney commandeered a corner of Grand Central Station in New York for a concert that was shown live online. Now, the commuters couldn't see him, but they could hear him. They had invited guests behind black curtains where the stage was, and among the guests, John Bon Jovi, Meryl Streep, Amy Schumer, Kate Moss, Steve Buscemi, Jimmy Fallon, and Sean Lennon. Of course, that's John Lennon's son. Paul McCartney did a 24-song set spanning 50 years of music in Grand Central Station. Let It Be, Can't Buy Me Love, Hard Day's Night, Lady Madonna performed. You know, he's 76 now. But can you imagine? And a lot of people probably blew it off and said, that's a pretty good Beatles cover group, you know? Not bad. Because they're behind a curtain, you know, not going to pay too much attention to it. Well, it's also Fashion Week in New York. So it was a big party for Ralph Lauren, celebrating 50 years in business. Now, along with the guests at that soiree, Jessica Chastain, Steven Spielberg, Kanye West, Chance the Rapper, Robert De Niro, and Hillary Clinton. That's right. Hillary was there. Now, you know, Hillary used to wear the Lauren designs at many moments of her presidential campaign, including the white suffragette pantsuit she wore to accept the Democratic nomination. So she was there in New York. Sorry, I missed that one. Somebody that's possibly going to be leaving their office in New York at 51 West 52nd. You know what that address is? 51 West 52nd in New York. Hint, BlackRock. CBS. That's right. On CBS, Jeff had it. Well, Les Moonves reportedly in talks to exit CBS. Talk about a golden parachute. What's above gold? Platinum, right? He's got a platinum parachute. Whatever. Les Moonves reportedly in talks for a $100 million payout. Now, that's the speculation and the reports going around. Well, CBS News asked a spokesman for CBS to comment. CBS spokesman wouldn't comment to CBS News. For some reason, I find that rather amusing that there's no comment from a CBS spokesman to the guys down the hall at CBS News. Wouldn't you think? Quick reminder, Redskins football tomorrow afternoon right here. Pre-game starts at 3:25. Arizona Cardinals and the Redskins on WMAL, the season opener.
An invitation from Catholic cemeteries. Every year on September 15th, the Mass of Our Lady of Sorrows is offered in Catholic churches all over the world. By recalling the deeply human sorrows of the Mother of Jesus, grieving families find solace in her companionship. If you're suffering over the loss of a loved one, come join the Catholic community in prayer at Catholic cemeteries. A special rosary and mass will be held on Saturday, September 15th at 9 a.m. at Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Mount Olivet Cemetery in Northeast Washington, All Souls Cemetery in Montgomery County, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland. For more information, call 301-871-1300 or visit ccaw.org. That's ccaw.org.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. President Donald Trump says he's had no contact with George Papadopoulos, a former campaign advisor who was sentenced to jail yesterday for lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russian intermediaries.
I don't know Papadopoulos. I don't know him. I saw him sitting in one picture at a table with me. That's the only thing I know about him. I don't know. But they got him on, I guess, a couple of lies.
Papadopoulos will spend 2 weeks in jail. He's the first former campaign aide to be sentenced in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Two Maryland prison workers are taken to a hospital yesterday after opening a letter that officials say was soaked in an unknown liquid. The Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services says a mailroom worker and correctional officer at the Western Correctional Institution complained of irritation. Officials cleared and ventilated the building. The letter's being tested to figure out what was in it. If you take Amtrak's 1005 Northeast Regional train from Baltimore to New York City today, you'll catch a historical reenactment. The National Park Service and Amtrak will reenact Frederick Douglass's escape to freedom. It's the same route Douglass took more than 100 years ago when he fled the South to freedom in the North.
We wanted to commemorate his life, commemorate his legacy, and recreate that moment.
Pia Langley with the National Park Service says actors will portray Douglass as both a young and old man. In sports, the Seattle Storm beats the Washington Mystics 89-76 in Game 1 of the finals. Game 2's tomorrow. The Nats-Cubs game was rained out. The teams will play a doubleheader today starting at 3:05. The Rays beat the O's 14-2. Game 2 in that series is tonight at 6:10. WMAL Traffic and Weather next.
Attorney Mike Collins here. We finally have a new tax bill. Like it or hate it, finally we can focus on doing what makes sense without worrying about the twists and turns of the tax law. Making sure we don't leave an expensive mess behind and that we protect our family's inheritance from lawsuits, divorce courts, and other perils with our innovative reservoir trust. Come to my seminar and I'll show you how to keep your money and your family with a rock-solid estate plan. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and this is a true fact. Last year, over 49% of the homes listed didn't sell with the real estate agent who actually took the initial listing. Now, the result of that is, well, it costs home sellers thousands of dollars in lower offers and painful holding costs. See, this is why I always recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. In fact, they have over 7,000 ready buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds lead the industry with getting your home sold fast and for top dollar. They net their sellers 6% more money on average. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds team direct right now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Recovery Centers of America offers inpatient and outpatient drug and alcohol addiction treatment for those in Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. Our passionate team of physicians, nurses, and master-level clinicians will partner with you to identify and address the root causes of your addiction through the utilization of a structured curriculum and individualized treatment plans that are custom-tailored to address your specific needs. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, call Recovery Centers of America now. 1-800-RECOVERY.
It's 7:33 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Tony Rodriguez in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some good news. Looks like the earlier accident scene we were dealing with there on the 11th Street Bridge has cleared away. Previously, one far right lane was blocked, but it was quickly cleared over to the shoulder and no longer seeing any delays because of it. Elsewhere, northbound side of New Hampshire Avenue still got two left lanes blocked as you head up towards University Boulevard, definitely because of those rain showers last night. 270 quiet from the Frederick area all the way down towards the Capitol Beltway. I'm Tony Rodriguez from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a high in the mid-70s. Tonight, more of the same, a low around 62. Right now, 75 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. We make the softest, most comfortable organic cotton sheets you'll ever sleep on. Because we only sell them online at bullandbranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Bull & Branch sheets, including three U.S. presidents. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping at bullandbranch.com. Promo code DOZE. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code DOZE.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is a Saturday Morning Update. We are at 7:35, and we are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, advising producer on the National Geographic Channel's Chain of Command. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Bert, thanks for having me to be on.
Well, clearly Washington abuzz over the op-ed piece.
Oh, my, yes.
Anonymously written in the New York Times. Now, the latest. Last night, President Donald Trump spoke to a North Dakota television station. Trump says he can identify up to five people who could have written the anonymous New York Times opinion piece criticizing his leadership. Asked for his opinion on the identity of the, quote, senior administration official, who the Times says wrote the piece, here's what Trump said, quote, I could think of four or five, mostly people that either I don't like or don't respect. So that's the latest on that story from the president. And there's been a lot of criticism and controversy over President Trump's comment about wanting the Justice Department to investigate the anonymous author of that op-ed piece. And I want to set it up with one quick note.
Yeah.
Years ago, when I first moved into my house, somebody from a federal agency came to my front door and said, your neighbor across the street is a member of a certain agency, a defense agency, and we're doing a background check. Anything weird go on in the house? Anything that you've seen or heard that would be, you know, kind of awkward that, you know, clearly to them might indicate a security risk?
Right.
Now, if they're worried about my next door neighbor being a security risk, I got to wonder about somebody in the White House that writes an op-ed like that, and would they leak something out that could potentially create a security problem? What are they leaking around to other people? I mean, I tend to agree that maybe they should be looking into it, not because the president's trying to get his political rivals, because there is a national security risk here.
Yeah, no doubt, Rick. I mean, look, someone who is in this position talking to the media with this level of hate regarding the president's activities is probably very likely one of those sources who have leaked things before. So that's obviously the leaks which have plagued the administration have done significant damage to the national security of the United States. And secondly, I know for a fact from my sources that you've had some of the Never Trumpers and I would say the stay behinds from the Obama administration have played this hide the shell game with the president, where they will hide information and try to prevent him from knowing about certain military capabilities, certain intelligence operations, because they quote unquote don't trust the man. That's not their call. And so when you put those two things together, you have a situation which I think requires some level of deep investigation. And I do understand the White House is looking at options right now to do this, and it's the right thing to do. And you cannot have someone serving two masters. And it's a bit frightening to think that someone that close, if this op-ed turns out to be true, that this individual can have this level of access and potentially do significant damage to national security. This, I'm sorry, you know, the president is the president, whether you like it or not. If you don't like it, you need to leave, and otherwise it's not your individual decision on what you can provide the president or not regarding what you think he should be doing. It's a very dangerous situation.
What I don't understand is anybody that would take a White House job, especially at a senior level position, which this is supposedly, and I say supposedly because
we don't know.
Somebody at the New York Times is defining it as a high level position, and it's being reported as fact, by the way, which I've been fussing about all morning, but we don't know for sure who it is or what that position is, but anybody that takes a position like that at the White House has got to know what they're dealing with Donald Trump before they go in there. You know, they know he is not an establishment, you know, typical traditional Washington president. It's not a typical Washington administration. It's different. Anybody with half a brain can see that. Why would you go in there if you don't agree with it or you don't believe in it?
Well, I can tell you, honestly, the current situation regarding the White House and individuals and out of it and just the drama, it's a combination of House of Cards, The X-Files, and 24 on a daily basis. And I'm not joking about that. That's the level of what's going on within the confines of Washington. Things like this have become more routine because, to your point, though, Rick, people have taken jobs in the White House for purposes of doing exactly what this apparent person is trying to do, is disrupt and undermine the president's policies because they just don't agree. And it's a very dangerous situation, and I do support the president having a very deep investigation.
All right, I want to turn to the revelation this week, and this is in the Washington Post. Quote, federal prosecutors have for months been using a grand jury to investigate former FBI director, deputy director, Andrew McCabe, an indication the probe into whether he misled officials exploring his role in a controversial media disclosure has intensified. Two persons familiar with the investigation said. The attorney was kind of interesting. McCabe's attorney said that this was basically just a process, part of a process. Boy, I wouldn't want to have a process of a grand jury breathing down my back.
Yeah, it's called a process when they put the strap you into a chair and put lethal drugs into your body. They decide that it's time for you to pass on. No, look, this is insane, that response. The bottom line is McCabe clearly broke the law in a number of instances, to include making false statements to the FBI during the Horowitz IG investigation. So everything we're now hearing about in this grand jury is acting based on internal DOJ findings of his wrongdoing. And if I were McCabe, I'd be hoping that orange is a good color when I have to put it on when they come, you know, perp walk me in for processing. That's going to be processing, too, when they take him in for what I do believe will be some level of indictment out of this grand jury.
Well, if he's lucky enough to get the Papadopoulos process, he'll only get 2 weeks.
Well, that's another significant thing. I mean, look, that's what, $28 to $30 million they spent. I hear that they're going to indict a ham sandwich because the ham sandwich had Russian dressing on it, Rick, and it wasn't listed on the label, so that's illegal. And, you know, they're going to indict that ham sandwich, and it'll be spending a week in jail, and someone's going to have to use Tums to eat it after it gets out. I mean,
there was collusion to put the dressing on the sandwich, man.
Yeah, it's insane. This is insane. I mean, if you think about the money and time being spent to obtain an indictment, and even the Manafort thing, if you look at that as a crime that had nothing to do with any Russia collusion. And I keep seeing on Twitter, people are talking about it, about, oh, there's been all these indictments and guilty pleas. Rick, not one has to do with the central core issue of Trump campaign colluding with Russia. So, you know, if the best you can do on one of the principal guys who's supposed to be involved in the collusion is 2 weeks in jail, I think you misspent a great deal of taxpayer money for very little.
Or get the other guy for tax evasion that has nothing to do with Russian collusion
or
the White House.
Mike Flynn for and I think this goes back to McCabe, for Mike Flynn having supposedly made a false statement where McCabe apparently was part of the wrongdoing of him changing the 302, which is apparently what happened regarding Mike Flynn's comment.
All right, Bruce Orr is also in the headlines this week, and of course,
a lot about sedition this week.
Pardon me?
A lot about sedition this week. It's like the sedition week.
Absolutely.
People doing things to undermine the president.
And what's the latest you're hearing on Bruce Orr, where that goes next? Because he did provide testimony on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, there's two things going on. There's reconciliation, I guess, is the best term. The members of Congress who are on the appropriate committees are looking at the information and looking at what Lisa Page said, looking at what Peter Strzok said, and trying to come up with some level of an understanding of what the truth is. I mean, we're talking here, Rick, of people essentially having very significantly different recollections of events. And so you're trying to take put together a factual baseline. And then the second thing, obviously, is that he's made admissions related to his wife and other things, which regarding financial disclosure and affiliation disclosure, which weren't made. So those are clearly crimes, and that has to be kicked back to the FBI. I understand there's at least an IG investigation now going of Orr, and possibly more. But this is going to also play out over the next 6 months regarding what to do about his testimony. And again, this is, you know, we're talking about issues which are crimes. This is not simply, oh, I made a mistake, I forgot to report my wife was working for this opposition research firm. These are clear crimes. So we'll have to see where what the DOJ decides to do about it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, check the traffic and weather, then I want to get back with you. A lot of attention focused on Afghanistan this week and U.S. involvement. That's next. But first, we'll head over to the WMAL Traffic Center. Tony Rodriguez is there this morning. Tony?
Got a few events in the district worth noting. It looks like near Freedom Plaza in Northwest 13th Street between Pennsylvania Avenue and F Street is going to be shut down. And Pennsylvania Avenue is going to be closed as well between 14th Street Northwest and 9th Street. This is all for the Race for the Cure. Also elsewhere in Northwest D.C., as you make your way along Upshur Street Northwest between 9th Street and 8th Street, that's going to be closed for Celebrate Petworth. If you're headed on 395, the HOV lanes are not accessible for a construction zone this morning. I'm Tony Rodriguez, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks cloudy today, high of 72, rain tomorrow, high 66. Scattered thunderstorms for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will be in the mid-80s early in the week. Right now in Washington, 72, and that's about as good as it gets today because that's going to be our high. 747 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And we are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And Tony, the Defense Secretary James Mattis to Afghanistan this week. We saw the terror attack in Kabul. Are conditions deteriorating there and why?
It's a mixed bag, Rick. I mean, there's been some level of, I think, what the administration calls progress within their internal monitoring of certain observables, is the way I'll describe it. I think there's some things we've done better to stabilize certain areas, not the entire country, but areas of Afghanistan. But with that said, there's been a net loss of control and a continuation of the Taliban being successful in infiltrating individuals into the Afghan Army's forces, Afghan National Army, ANA. And so what we have is a situation where I don't know what the in-state objective really is at this point. We've talked about trying to maintain a level of ability to keep Afghanistan going, but at the same time, the Taliban has been more and more taking over provincial control. I would argue that the solution is to find a negotiated position where we can help the Taliban negotiate an end to the war with the government, and we leave. There's really nothing there for us. We're not going to turn it into Minot, North Dakota, with all the different trappings you have of a Western democracy. And that's the danger we face here. There have been some things, Rick, they did do to try to increase the frequency of, monitoring of Afghan forces, internal forces, but clearly what they've done is not sufficient. And I'm one of those who thinks, you know, we've been there long enough. It's time we rethink what we do. Leaving special forces and an intelligence element behind to make sure that Al-Qaeda cannot use that as a base of operations would be sufficient for our needs from here on.
All right, turning to North Korea, Kim Jong-un has sent a letter to President Trump. We don't know the contents of the letter yet. It's supposedly expected to be positive. Does that mean anything to you? We talked to Gordon Chang earlier this morning, and he thought it was just part of the Kim tap dance.
I know I love Gordon. He's one of our senior fellows at the Lana Center. And I know I disagree. I think we are going to see progress. I think this is what we've talked about before. De-escalation ladders. It takes, when you've got a society bent on war for the better part of the last 60 years, it takes time to walk it down, to walk it off the ledge. And I think that's what we're seeing here. We're going to see some back and forth. And I do believe we're going to, I'm sticking to my forecast. I still think we're going to see a formal end of the Korean War before Christmas. I think there's too much on the line for UN. I think the South Koreans and North Koreans both have kind of committed to this course. And I think you're going to see glitches. I think you're going to see setbacks. And of course you're going to see, as Gordon pointed out, this is typical behavior of the North Koreans. What I believe this time, there's a better end state based on economic objectives of all the countries involved that's driving the train. So I still believe we're moving in the right direction.
How about the exercises, the military exercises? Yeah. Apparently, we're going to go back to exercises, is what one of the reports was saying. Do you know when that might happen and what that would mean to Kim Jong-un?
Well, look, the suspension was a suspension. And the president said, look, we're suspending. We're not stopping these things. So, you know, if there are glitches, which there was recently, where there's a setback, it's like, okay, you know, we're not going to send Mike Pompeo. That's something we did not do because of their behavior. And, yeah, we're going to go back to exercises to remind them. It's like, we're still here. We still got sanctions on you. And if you decide to not follow the agreed upon course, we're going to do things to go back to doing what the business way we go. See, this is not in the past, Rick. That's never happened where we say something and then we maintain our word. We always cave. That's been our pattern in the past. So this president's not going to cave. And if they're going to play games, we're going to go back to doing exercises and things like that.
You know, it's interesting. Changing subjects, President Obama back out on the campaign trail and went to Champaign, Illinois. And I just got to thinking, we've seen the reports, you know, over the past decade of the murders in Chicago, the thousands of people that are being shot in Chicago, the hundreds of people who are dying in Chicago. And I just was a little bit surprised that when he left office, maybe he didn't focus a little attention on trying to help out his pal Rahm Emanuel and maybe going into Chicago and trying to make a difference there. And that's just an opinion of mine. But, you know, Laura Ingraham was there last night with the town hall. She's paying attention to Chicago, but I don't see a whole lot of Democrats doing it. And Rahm Emanuel's given up ship. He's not running again.
Well, you don't want to draw attention to something. It's a horrible failure, Rick. I mean, look, I was reading an article this morning when we were, you know, talking about 66 people were shot on the 6th of August, 12 killed. I mean, those kind of numbers don't cater well to the results of the Democrat policies for that for Chicago. The president's speech yesterday was amazing. He referred to himself almost twice a minute in a 60-minute speech. And it was focused very little on anything to do with reality in which we live, to include bringing up issues like Chicago. So I'm sorry, Rick. I see people like President Obama and others refuse to focus on facts and basically restate political rhetoric as if it's the reality in which we live. And Chicago's a bad place, and I feel sorry for the people there. If I were President Trump, I would activate the National Guard and try to provide them some real security until you can find a permanent solution to look, speaking of Afghanistan, Rick, despite Afghanistan's problems, you're safer in Kabul than you are in Chicago any given weekend. Think about that.
Wow. Wow. You know, you mentioned sort of the view of the world, and it as I watched that speech as well yesterday, it's sort of this sort of utopia that he sees, and a lot of people in the liberal side of things on that side of the aisle that see this perfect world, and, you know, we don't need a border wall, everything's fine, it'll be great, we can just have all these people come in, it's not a big deal. And there's just sort of this non-reality, and as you say, hey, you know, there's a real world out there. You got to be street smart as well as Harvard smart.
Right. And this circles back to our opening of the conversation. That's why people like Obama, who have this idea, who have political power, are very dangerous. And I believe whoever this person is who leaked the information to the New York Times or was the op-ed. They're the same mindset. It's a very dangerous mindset, Rick. And it's delusional to the point of where it encourages policies and decisions which lead to catastrophic failure. And we've seen a few of those. We're coming up on the 9/11 anniversary. I think it's a good reminder of how catastrophic policy can be when you have intelligence telling you something and you ignore it.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Senior Fellow at the London Center. Thank you so much, Tony.
Hey, Rick, thanks.
And you have a great weekend. 7:55 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Replacing your old windows and doors is not only smart, it's easy with a Marvin Windows and Doors dealer. From consultation through installation at Hodges Windows and Doors, we'll walk you through it.
When we were looking to replace our windows and doors, we wanted to add some comfort and style to our home with a stress-free experience. Marvin Windows and Doors was the perfect choice. Marvin offered us styles, colors, and options that complemented our home. And our local Marvin authorized installing retailer was so helpful in finding the perfect energy-efficient windows and doors. They measured, delivered, and installed. A worry-free experience from start to finish. And it finished beautifully.
At Hodges Windows and Doors, your Marvin authorized installing retailer, we'll show you just how easy it is. Hodges Windows and Doors has been offering the finest in customer service and product selection since 1907. Visit one of our convenient locations in Falls Church or Ashburn, Virginia, or visit us online at hodges.discovermarvin.com.
Retirement questions? You can bet Kelly Campbell probably has the answer. Join him every Sunday afternoon at 1 for Right on Retirement. With more than 25 years of experience, Kelly can help take the guesswork out of your retirement planning. Right on Retirement is your source for all things retirement, from how current events could affect your savings to strategies to maximize retirement income and everything in between. Join us, Right on Retirement, with the president of Campbell Wealth Management, Kelly Campbell, Sunday afternoons at 1.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
Summer's over, but the free money giveaway is back.
Awesome.
It's $4K a day. Your chance to win $1,000 four times each weekday begins Thursday on 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you so much.
WMAL.
There's a lot to do this fall in D.C., but you know what there's not a lot of? Convenient parking. Fortunately, you can reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance with Spot Hero. Whether you're catching a game, exploring the district, shopping in Georgetown, or just heading out for some fun, Spot Hero is there for you. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. You can even get $10 off your first park by using promo code FAST on the app. That's $10 off with promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-694-1010. That's 800-694-1010. 800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services. If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. With one call to WAL, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Call 800-727-0433. That's 800-727-0433.
If you've got an Amazon Echo, you've got a new way to listen to WMAL.
This is huge news.
Hear mornings on Lamar, Chris Plant, Rush Limbaugh, Larry O'Connor, Mark Levin, and more.
Listen to this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once your device is enabled, just say, Alexa, play WMAL.
It's really that simple.
However you connect, getting breaking news and the inside story has never been easier.
Isn't that kind of fun?
Get all the details at WMAL.com.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Thank you for being with us. Garden Sense follows the news next at 8 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.